The multi-billion dollar onshore oil and gas industry has been under siege from environmentalists, farmers, and even state governments. The concerns range from possible contamination of water aquifers by fracking to the vast numbers of wells dotting the landscape. After many years and millions of dollars, an alternative method of drilling developed at the mining CRC is ready to go to market. It won't placate those who don't want any fossil fuel industry development at all, but Darren Rice of V2H Australia, the company behind the project, says the new water jet technology will have profound environmental benefits.
All fracking is, in its most simple form, you're trying to crack the rock. So it's the cracks in the rock that you generate that give you contact with the reservoir so more oil or gas can flow into the well. So they basically pump down high-pressure fluid, including chemicals and sand, to keep rock open so that more oil or gas can flow. With our technology, what we do, instead of trying to crack open the rock, we actually drill into the rock, and we can do it in a radial pattern. That's why it's called, our system is called, it's called radial drilling. If you look down, it's like a wheel, basically. We can drill from a vertical well, we can go out radially in any direction that we want. And instead of cracking the rock with chemicals, we'll drill into the rock using high-pressure water.
Isn't high-pressure water already used in traditional fracking, though?
Yeah, but with chemicals.
How are you able to do it with this system and not use chemicals?
Because we're drilling. We're actually using high-pressure water to cut the rock, whereas with fracking, they're using high-pressure water to fracture the rock, to literally crack it. We drill it. They effectively are just pumping it under such high pressure, the rock cracks, and then they pump sand into those cracks to keep the cracks open.
So with your technology, you're actually drilling out the rock with high-pressure water. So you're removing the rock in a core type situation.
Correct. Absolutely right. That's correct. Yeah. So we do it very quickly. And obviously, the reason that we say it's effectively an alternative to fracking is we can do this cheaper than fracking as well.
What sort of head pressure do you have to put water under to enable it to drill through rock?
In Australia, with the coal and the sandstone, which is the two types of rock we most commonly drill here in Australia, 10,000 psi.
Would it not point to the requirement to use a lot more water for your system?
No, we hardly use any water at all. In comparison to fracking, we're probably 5% of the amount of water that you would use if you had to frack a well.
Why?
We use a very technically engineered nozzle to cut the rock. So it's like a drill bit. We have a drill bit that is driven by high-pressure water, and we don't need to pump much water through that thing to make it turn and cut the rock. When we're actually doing the jetting component of our technology, we use hardly any water at all. So our preference would be to use the formation water that's come out of the ground in the first place. Whenever you drill an oil or gas well, there's always water. And generally, in these coal seam gas wells, they have to dewater these wells before they can produce gas. That would be, if we could use that water, that would be ideal for us. So we can put back in the ground what's come out of the ground.
What are the recovery levels for the oil and gas as compared to fracking when using this particular method?
At the moment, it would be a bit early for us to give details of results. We've drilled wells in America with this technology. Also, the one of the technologies that we've got was used, was extensively funded by BHP. And today, all the results have been extremely good. Now, we're probably still in the early stages of the commercialization of this before we've got, you know, more detailed results. But even when you do a fracking of a well, you get different results in every well. There is no guarantee of exactly what result you're going to get. But generally speaking, we also think that the amount of gas flow or oil flow that we would get from a well post our technology would be more than a frack.
Is it suitable for all types of geology?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's sand, if it's rock, if it's coal.
At the moment, our preference is coal and sandstone. But moving forward in the future, some of the development that we've got underway would allow us to cut any type of rock, which would be shale and limestone. But most of the oil or gas in Australia is in coal or sandstone anyway. Another problem with fracking is that when you frack a well, you don't actually have any control over where the frack goes. So it goes out, it goes up, it goes down. They've got no control whatsoever of where the frack goes. With our systems, we can jet these laterals within 3 inches of where we want to be in a well, and we can steer it as well. So we know exactly where the oil or gas is. We know exactly where the rock is. We might know where a water table is. We can make sure that our system would never go anywhere near a water table or an aquifer.
So it would prevent the possibility of migration of
absolutely.
Yes, of gas or oil into a water area.
Correct.